On this edition of The Fabric of the Warriors with Rakuten, we listen into a recent conversation. With the setup, here's R.C. Davis.
When the Warriors took on the Heat the other day at Chase Center, Steve Kerr at one point had on the floor Kai Bowman, Alan Smilagic, Jordan Poole, Jeremy Pargo, and Juan Toscano-Anderson, all of whom are either on 10-day contracts or are rookies in the Warriors system. Who better to break down their games for us than the longtime voice of the G League Santa Cruz Warriors, Kevin Dana.
Left wing with it, directing traffic. They're going to post up Iguodala back to the basket. Out to step, wide open, left angle, three. Gucci! And he's 4 of 4 from downtown. 8 of 8 from the floor overall. 20 points for Steph Curry.
I'm Tim Roy with Kevin Dana, the voice of the Santa Cruz Warriors, among other things that you do. I'm sure folks have seen you do a lot of Pac-12 stuff as well. But I thought you were the perfect guy to bring by and talk a little bit about some of these new Warriors that have been brought up. Let's start with the guys on the 10-day contracts. Jeremy Pargo is a great story because he's been overseas. He's played in China and Russia and other places. And it's kind of nice, as Steve Kerr said before the game, that the Warriors have rewarded him with this contract.
Yeah, no, and he was fantastic for the Santa Cruz Warriors this year, around 17 points and 6 assists. And he was really the guy for Santa Cruz. If things were kind of breaking down offensively, late clock, late shot clock, fourth quarter, you need a bucket. You're giving it to number 20, and that was Pargo's number in Santa Cruz as it is in Golden State. And he was averaging, so he averaged 17 points per game, but he's averaging more than 6 points per game in the fourth quarter. So he really came through in the clutch for this team, single-handedly delivered a lot of clutch buckets late. And one other thing about him, he is very sneaky athletic. You look at him and his size, and you wouldn't think he can jump out of the gym. Well, he had kind of a Baron Davis-esque dunk against Fiondu Cavangeli, a Clippers assignee who was in Agua Caliente in December. He has the athleticism to dunk over guys who are 6'8 and above as well.
How many 30-plus players are there in the G League right now? A rough estimate.
Yeah, I mean, 5 to 10, yeah. Not a whole lot. I mean, Emeka Okafor a couple of years, got a call-up from the G League. You know, Ricky Davis a few years ago was in the, you get a handful of guys who've been in the NBA for a few years, but there aren't a whole lot of them, that's for sure.
What do you think led him to come back to the States? He could still be overseas making a ton of money.
Yeah, I mean, he has certainly made a pretty penny playing overseas, you know, especially when he was in China and Israel. He was getting some good contracts. You know, that's a good question. I think he liked his experience in Santa Cruz the first time he came to the C-Dubs at the end of the 2017-18 season, played the last 11 games. You know, obviously his brother Gennaro's in the NBA as an assistant with the Portland Trailblazers. And, you know, maybe you want to give one last crack at see if he can get to the NBA. And here's an interesting stat. He has the 6th longest gap between NBA games in league history. It's 6 years, 316 days. So it's been a while.
That's impressive. The other player on that 10-day contract is one that you've seen as an opponent. We saw him in preseason. And the one thing I can tell people is that Zach Norvell can really shoot the ball.
He really can. He was shooting 40% from three for the South Bay Lakers. And if you know anything about the G League, that's not on few attempts. You're getting him up in the G League, and he certainly was. He played in 2 games in the regular season for LA. It was part of a 2-way contract, and they waived him in favor of Devontae Kaycock, a double-double kind of undersized big who's really performed well at the G League level for the South Bay Lakers. But yeah, 16 points a game, really good shooter. Saw him first in summer league with the LA Lakers, and yeah, no, I mean, you saw it on Saturday against the Lakers, his former team. Hit a couple of threes, has a smooth-looking jumper, that's for sure.
Tell me about the other guys that are coming up. And obviously, the one that kind of captures everybody's heart is the guy who wears 95, and of course, he's a local kid as well.
Yeah, Juan Toscano-Anderson. The interesting thing about him is that a couple of years ago, he said this last year, he didn't even have the confidence in himself to play in the G League. And it wasn't until when he was with Team Mexico and they beat an American team loaded with G League guys, he's like, oh, you know what? Maybe I could play in the G League. Yeah. And so he tries out for the Santa Cruz Warriors. He's the last guy to make the G League roster last season. They had to trade Terrence Jones, 6-year NBA veteran, to make space for him. It really thrived. He was a great glue guy, about 7 and 7 points and rebounds. Got invited to summer Summer League, got invited to training camp, and kind of the thought was, well, if he can prove his three, he has a chance to be an NBA player. And he started out 0 for 17 from three this year, like 4 for 36, and then the three started to fall. Got that percentage up to 30. It did drop to 28. But, I mean, you just take a look at him. Really underrated playmaker. You see him for his hustle, his heart, and his ability to guard multiple positions. I really like it when he guards the one. Can really disrupt their offense, kind of pick them up full court. But, I mean, just the best dude ever as well. Just a great guy. Couldn't be happier for him.
Alan Smailagic is a player that a lot of people are keeping an eye on. What did he learn in his stint down in Santa Cruz?
I think the one thing that, you know, for year two from him, the improved three-point shot. He was 24% from downtown last year, and the shot always looked good. Good rotation on the ball coming out of his hands. He's got that into the mid to high 30s. He was on a little bit of a slump from downtown in Santa Cruz games, but I think the improved three-point shot for sure is one thing that I think will continue to develop for Smiley.
Kevin Dana is our guest here on Beyond the Arc on 95.7 The Game. We're actually recording this interview before the Warriors game against Miami last night. And Kevin, now that the Santa Cruz Warriors have, like the Golden State Warriors, they've moved a big chunk of the roster, who are some of the names that are still with Santa Cruz that we should kind of listen for?
Well, Kiwi Gardner's back, and this is a guy, 5'7 kid from Oakland, another East Bay guy who played with the Santa Cruz Warriors from 2013 to 2015, was a part of that G League title team. He's not on the list of potential call-ups right now, but he's a guy who gives a lot of great energy, fan favorite in Santa Cruz. Another couple of guys who could potentially get called up this year, Deontay Davis, 6'11 big. He has 3 years of NBA experience, got called up to the Hawks last year, had a 25-point, 17-rebound game recently, shoots 65% from the floor. Gifted center, early second-round pick a few years back. And then Andrew Harrison, 3-year NBA veteran, is with Santa Cruz as well. He was a rotation player on a playoff team for the Memphis Grizzlies just 3 years ago, and a guy who's really been playing well as of late, coming off a 29-point, 10-assist game in a Sunday win over the Austin Spurs.
Give me two or three other names in the G League that you think will end up in the NBA, whether it be at the end of this year or next year.
One guy that I love is Jamario Jones. He finished last season with the LA Lakers, played 6 games, averaged 8 rebounds a game. He's not a guy who's going to shoot it that well, and he's very undersized. He's about 6'5", 6'6", but still averages like 11-plus rebounds per game. Just an undersized player who really plays with a lot of heart, very smart player. I'm a big fan of him. And if I were to pick another player in the league, that's a good question. One guy that has caught my eye that could potentially, I'm trying to think of one right now. Jamario Jones is certainly a big one. A guy on a two-way contract also on his team. Cameron Reynolds, I think, is a guy who could be converted to a full roster spot at some point in the season. Just I love his length, his ability to shoot the three. Cameron Reynolds on a two-way contract right now with Wisconsin and Milwaukee, I think could be a full contract player like he was at the end of the last season with the Minnesota Timberwolves.
And finally, the NBA uses the G League to try some concepts out. What's going on in the G League this year that you may think ends up in the NBA?
Well, I don't know if it's going to end up in the NBA, but I absolutely love it, the one free throw rule. So in the first 46 minutes of regulation, you get one free throw for 1, 2, or 3 points depending on the foul. It is cut. I asked an official about this at the beginning of the season, and the official told me it saves about 5 to 6 minutes per game. And the G League has really been adamant about trying to get games within a two-hour window, and that has helped tremendously. You're seeing a lot of games where teams aren't even attempting 10 free throws. And to me, the most boring part of a game, at least through the first 46 minutes, are the free throws. Then the last 2 minutes of regulation, OT, when things matter more, you go back to 2 free throws. The one addendum I would like to see for that is if it's a 20-point game in the last 2 minutes, let's keep it at 1 free throw. But I'm a big fan of the free throw rule in the G League.
Always a pleasure, my friend. Thank you so much, and you're doing great work with Santa Cruz.
Thank you very much, Tim.
This is the fabric of the Warriors with Rakuten, streaming 24/7 on Warrior Sound, the voice of Dub Nation.